Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And the NFL's regular season is now over.
You kidding me? Playoffs?
Yes, Coach Mora, the playoffs are finally here again. And for predictions on the postseason, we're joined by Nando DeFino, sports writer for the Wall Street Journal. Good morning.
Morning, John.
You know, we've got an interesting situation right at the top here. The Jets won last night, right? And the Eagles lost to the Cowboys, right?
Right.
Which means that the first week of the playoffs are going to be a rematch of both of those games.
Oh, three of the four games for the first weekend are going to be rematches of what we saw this week.
That's so crazy. Well, tell us about the game last night.
The Jets game?
Yeah.
Basically, the Jets had to win, and they were in. It was pretty simple. I mean, it saved us from a bunch of weird if-they-win-if-they-lose scenarios. But, I mean, they just pounded. Cincinnati had the second-ranked rushing defense in the league, and the Jets just ran all over them. They're the first-ranked defense. It was probably going to be a low-scoring game, and the Jets just turned it into a blowout.
So what does that mean for the rematch? And this, of course, is the first one. The Bengals and the Jets will meet again. Do the Bengals come back, and is, you know, Ocho Cinco going to, you know, really deliver on his promises this time?
One of the promises he made was he changed his name back to Chad Johnson if they shut him out, and they shut him out. So I'd like to see what happens there. But as far as this game, I don't know if I put too much stock in it. They pulled some of their starters, and, you know, Cincinnati was in regardless.
So it's still going to be a game.
I think it's going to be a game. I think it's going to be a much, much closer game than we saw.
What about Cowboys-Eagles? That's going to be the other wild.
Oh, I love that one's going to be a great game. Yeah. Those two teams hate each other. They have a long history.
Truly.
I mean, the Cowboys have won two straight already this year. I think the Eagles, you know, they're due.
Will we see Vic?
Yeah, I don't know. He's had some injury problems, but I don't think this is the kind of injury that would keep you out for a playoff game, especially
right.
when you've been away for 3 years like he has.
And what's the other rematch? Because I missed that one this
week. The third rematch is going to be the Packers at the Cardinals.
Oh.
Which was another game where, you know, both teams kind of, I don't think you got the teams that you're going to see this week coming up.
Right, then Kurt Warner will not die.
Right, exactly.
So you want to handicap that game?
You know, I think the Cardinals, they've got the experience being there last year, and, you know, they got a couple guys who might be injured, might not be. You don't know which way it's going to go. But I think the Cardinals could take that game.
What about the fourth game?
The fourth game is going to be the Ravens at the Patriots. And the Patriots took a terrible injury with Wes Welker going out yesterday. It's probably going to be out for the playoffs.
And the Patriots are really stumbling. I mean, they sort of pulled it together after a tough beginning of the season. But I don't know. It seems like one game and they're out to me.
Right. But, I mean, you know, never count out the Patriots
right.
because it's Bill Belichick and they're the Patriots. And they won't go away.
And so what about the teams that sit pretty and are watching? Are you, like a lot of people, saying that the Indianapolis Colts cannot lose?
No, I think they're vulnerable. I mean, I think you saw it in their game against the Pats earlier this year when they came back and they had to have this furious, you know, remember the fourth down that everyone was talking about that Belichick went for. I think they're vulnerable. They have some vulnerabilities.
And Drew Brees, of course, the quarterback who's been the star, the darling all year long for the New Orleans Saints, and, of course, the Saints themselves, the city of New Orleans. I mean, they're the Cinderella of the entire playoffs. So do you think it's going to fizzle out, or will we see Drew Brees in triumph this postseason?
Oh, I love the Saints, both personally and, you know, for these purposes of handicapping the games. I think they're going to roll through the playoffs. It's fashionable to say the Cowboys, but I think it's going to be the Saints.
Now, I'm going to do you a favor now. Fernando,
all right.
You can give me your real prediction for the Super Bowl and your wish for the Super Bowl matchup. Finally, you got 29 seconds.
You know, I'd love to see the Saints against the Jets just because that'd be an interesting matchup, I think.
Oh, wow.
You know, the Jets won their last game. They're the last team to get in. I think that'd be kind of interesting.
Boy, the NFL would love that, too.
Yeah,
that'd be huge ratings. All right, but what's really going
to
happen?
I hate to say it, but I think it's going to be Saints-Patriots. I just think the Patriots are going to roll right in, and that's going to
be interesting. Nando DeFino, Wall Street Journal sports writer. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.